Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Mishnah says, Shor Shel Pikeach, Shenagah, Shor Shel Heresh, Shotev Katan. If the ox of a normal adult, a person with all of his mental faculties in place, if he gored the ox of a Heresh, a deaf mute, a Shoteh, somebody who is mentally incapacitated, or a Katan, a minor, that person would be hayav, the damager is obligated to pay for the damage that he caused. The owner of the ox over here is somebody who's responsible for his own animal. And therefore, when his animal gored the animal of the heresh shoteh v'katan, that person has to pay for those damages. V'shel heresh shoteh v'katan, shenagah shor shel pikeach, patur. But if the ox of a deaf mute, or a mentally incapacitated person, or a minor, if they gored the ox of a pikeach, who a normally functioning person, that person, that heresh shoteh v'katan would be patur. They would not be obligated to pay for the damages. They're not held responsible for these actions. They don't have the ability to guard the animal properly. They're chaser da'at. They're missing a certain piece of knowledge that they need in order to watch this animal. Therefore, they are not responsible for the damage. Shor shel heresh shoteh v'katan shenagah. Bedin ma'amidin lahem apotropos. The ox of a deaf mute, or a mentally incapacitated person, or a minor who kept on goring, and therefore it showed everybody that it was a wild ox, that it can't be kept at bay. Things are problematic with it. Then the Bit Din appoints a trustee, a guardian, to watch over the ox for that person, the Heresh Shoteh V'Katan, U'me'idin lahen bifnei apotropos. And the witnesses would testify, the Bet Din, in the presence of this apotropos, this guardian, in order to turn this ox from a short tam into a short mu'ad. The testimony that would have just happened in front of the Heresh Shoteh V'Katan wouldn't have been enough, because that person does not have the ability to watch it. So therefore, the Bet Din over here appoints a guardian to make sure that they're responsible for whatever goes on over here. And if the ox gores for a fourth time under the guardianship of this person, then the owner, the Heresh Shoteh V'Katan, becomes responsible to pay out. The apotropos is supposed to set up a situation. He's supposed to act in the best interest of the Heresh Shoteh or Katan. And therefore, if it wasn't set up properly at that point, the owner becomes liable, the Heresh Shoteh V'Katan, for the damage that the ox causes. Nitpakeach ha-Heresh, Nishtapa ha-Shoteh, ve'gdil ha-Katan, hazar le-tamuto, divrei Rabbi Meir. If the ox became mu'ad under the guardianship of the trustee, the guardian that was appointed, and then afterwards the Heresh, the deaf mute, he regained back his hearing, or the Shoteh, the mentally incapacitated person, he also became sane, or the Katan grew up, so now the responsibility of that ox could be under them. They don't need a apotropos anymore. They don't need a guardian. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the ox is hazar l'tamuto. The ox goes back to its tam status, and the owner would only have to pay the half damages if it gored again. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. According to him, once the owners have switched, at that point in time, the ox goes back and it refreshes its status to go from a mu'ad to a tam, because maybe the new owner would have the ability to guard it better. There's nothing wrong with the ox, but the owner lacked the ability to guard it properly. And now that the owner has sort of switched from the apotropos to the regular owner, there's no more guardian over it, maybe now that it's switched in a certain sense, the owner, the new owner, quote unquote, will be able to watch it properly, because now they have the da'at to do it in a way to make sure that it won't gore animals going forward. So if it did gore animals going forward, it would only be a tam, and therefore it would only be obligated to pay the owner half damages. Rabbi Yosei omer, harehu b'chizkato. Rabbi Yosei disagrees. He says the animal stays in its current present state. It was mu'ad, and therefore it stays mu'ad. Because according to Rabbi Yosei, he says there's no transference of ownership going on. It's not going from the apotropos, the guardian, to the actual owner. The owner was the same owner the whole time. The guardian, the apotropos, was just a representative of that owner, his proxy just to be there for the Bet Din, but there's no transfer of ownership going on. Therefore, the animal stays a mu'ad animal. In the Torah, the Pasuk says, "V'ki gach shoret ish o et isha vamet." If a ox gores a man or a woman and they die, sakol yisakel hashor. The ox should be stoned. The ox should be killed. So we see there's a death penalty for an ox that kills a person. The Mishnah tells us an exception to that halacha. Shor ha'istadin eno hayav mita. The ox of a stadium, a bullfighter, for example, an animal that's trained for entertainment purposes in a stadium, is not liable to be put to death if it killed a person. Shene emar ki gah, because the pasuk says, if an ox gores a man or a woman, by telling us that pasuk ki gah, we're implying that it's only put to death if it on its own chose to gore people. Velo shiyagihuhu, and not if others caused it to gore. If it was trained like that, if it was put into a condition that it was constantly programmed in a certain sense to gore, then it was trained for that, and therefore it's not the responsibility of the animal, and the animal is not put to death in that type of situation. Only an untrained animal that killed a person is put to death.